Women have to check every day if they're pregnant. If they are, they're treated like garbage. This is based on a true story. Lisa met a man at a bar, and just as they were kissing, he knocked her out. When Lisa woke up, she found herself on an operating table, being given a full body check by medical staff. They then locked her up in a dormitory. Lisa realized she'd been tricked into a human trafficking ring. The ring's manager, Jack, made the women work at bars every day. What's worse, Jack was also the sheriff, which made his crimes harder to uncover. Lisa decided to escape. She realized that to gain her freedom, she needed to become useful to the organization and take the place of Annie, the woman in the blue shirt. Annie had gained her position by helping Jack out in the past. As time passed, Lisa noticed the Russians often mocked Jack behind his back and shortchanged him every time. Lisa told Jack about these secrets. The next day, Jack realized they had been stealing from him, and if it weren't for Lisa, he'd still be clueless. At that moment, a few girls escaped, and Lisa knew where they were. She gave Jack their location, earning his trust. From then on, Lisa didn't have to work and took Annie's position. She witnessed countless girls being trafficked worldwide. One day, Jack heard at the police station that he was being investigated for missing persons cases. Realizing he was being tracked, Jack decided to escape with Lisa. As he went to get his passport, Lisa saw it as the perfect chance to run. She put insecticide in Jack's cigarette holder. When Jack returned, he suddenly had trouble breathing within an hour. Lisa then cut off the tracker on her ankle and, using her new position, managed to escape and gain her freedom.